This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good afternoon. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Scarlett Spager. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories are about the station's 50th anniversary party and the first day of fall. We will also hear an installment of Music Monday, hear an extensive Monarch Sports Report update, and hear the forecast for the start of the week. WRKC celebrated its Golden Jubilee with the reception as part of the school's homecoming festivities Saturday night. Alumni of WRKC from the last 50 years gathered together to reminisce about the amazing stories and memories that were created at the radio station. Even if it was a dorm room, station manager Lauren Gallagher reports that WRKC transcended the minds of students that are now alumni.
Every Saturday night, WRKC presents the Battle of the Losers. Between 9:30 and 11:30, you can vote for your least liked band, and at 11:30, we break that band's album on the air.
Friday nights at midnight, we pay homage to the pioneers of rock on the Classic Album Hour. The movers and shakers of the music world who've influenced the music we listen to today.
This is Agent 86.
And I'm 99.
And whenever we're not busy fighting chaos, we like to listen to Wyoming Valley's best rock on 88.5 FM, WRKC, Wilkes-Barre.
The voices in Carl Hall Saturday night belong to Kings alums who were heard for the first time on WRKC, with some going on to be familiar to radio listeners everywhere. Last week, WRKC noted its 50th anniversary as the oldest non-commercial radio station in the Wyoming Valley. One of the students who was there, Bill Gall, of the class of 1970, recalled the station's very humble beginnings.
We were located in Holy Cross Hall. We were on the first floor. It was actually a dorm room. Quarters were kind of tight. We bought a tune. WRKC, you know, and that was kind of neat, but we had a lot of fun, and as I say, the people were good to work with, and so I was there right from the beginning, 68.
George Phil Hauer, a concert promoter and veteran member of the East Coast music scene, arrived at WRKC and soon introduced Wyoming Valley to the emerging alternative music scene.
And I just come from the New York area out here, and I was going to CBGB's before it became whatever it, you know, became. And so I was seeing all these amazing bands, Television, Talking Heads, the Ramones, Heartbreakers. And I started bringing those records in, and people were kind of that taken aback by that.
Awesome.
But the thing about it was great music. It wasn't the punk rock that people thought it was. It was, you know, it was amazing music.
Karen Dolan arrived on the King's campus in the late 1970s. She and her roommate found the radio station in the campus center, and Dolan was hooked.
We both walked around and walked into this building and stumbled back into WRKC and happened upon Kevin Riley, who was the station manager at the time, and he was trying to lure us both in. Well, we need girls here. You'd love the radio station, this and that. And to me, it hit me like, you know, brick over the head. I was just like, when can I? I was like, wanting to be back 5 minutes later and get rid of her. And it was incredible. It was a blast.
Magic 93 morning man Frankie Warren has been entertaining listeners for decades in the Wilkes-Barre Scranton market, but his voice was first heard right here on WRKC.
Most people, we all remember the Radio Home Visitor and working with Father Tom Carton. That was fantastic, and we laughed and learned a lot. And the radio station itself was great. We all got through all those nervous days of learning how to use the equipment and how to talk and have our hands do different things at the same time and how to sit in a room by ourselves and talk. It was really a weird experience at first. But we all got jobs from there and made our audition tapes and kind of networked and made lifelong friends. It was a great place if you love music and people. It was awesome.
Boris Crouchen-Nook was WRKC's station manager in the early 1980s. He learned a lot about music, but took away much more than just hearing new bands.
That experimental part was always, you know, the thing that I took with me, always taking chances, doing things a little bit differently, not being afraid to be a little bold. Plus, they taught us how to act professionally as in radio, and that kind of always translates in any kind of career, acting professionally.
Annie Jenkins, a 1987 graduate of King's, reminisced about the influence the radio station had in her overall experience.
WRKC was my home away from home. It was a place of camaraderie. It was a place of growth. I started out on the Radio Home Visitor with Father Tom Carton, and then I progressed to being a DJ. And most of my friends from college came from WRKC.
On Wednesday, we'll hear more from those who attended WRKC's 50th birthday bash. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm station manager Lauren Gallagher.
The autumnal equinox has gone and passed, and now the leaves change and the weather gets colder. The conversation about what is going on outside changes as well. Program director Jamie Rosenkrantz reports on how people prepare for autumn.
Did I hear pumpkin spice? The first day of fall was this past Saturday, September 22nd. Leaves are falling and hoodies are zipping here in NEPA, and everyone's trying to get in the fall spirit. Students Rachel Hoover and Mitchell Tomaszewski explain how they're prepping for the new season upon us.
I bought a candle today and it smells like cider. I like that smell. It smells like fall. I love watching It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. I look forward to that.
Fall and spring are my two top favorite seasons because it's not too hot and it's not too cold. It's just right.
Sweaters and hoodies are comfy autumn attire. Hoover and Tomaszewski are breaking out theirs to stay warm.
I love wearing sweaters, so I'm definitely into fall for that. I feel like I look better in the season. My wardrobe's cuter, at least. Like in the summer, I run out of a lot of options because I think I mostly own sweaters. So I like fall and winter time. There's a couple of sweaters that I only wear during fall because, like, they're all orange, or I feel like I can't wear it during the winter because people be like, that looks more like a fall sweater. So I think there's certain clothing articles that I only wear during fall, which is cool, something to look forward to.
Well, first, I have to go climb into my very tiny attic that's usually either very hot or very cold and throw down a giant storage bin of my fall clothes, which include usually heavy sweatshirts and really cute sweaters that were really expensive and I probably can't afford right now, but I could afford them at the time. And then we have to get out the fall decorations, like, you know, pumpkins. I love pumpkins.
Robus Family Farms is a popular pumpkin patch nearby and opened for the season on September 14th.
I attempt the corn maze and usually get lost in there for a couple hours, drink pumpkin-flavored coffee, drinks, you know, the usual, go on a hayride at the end.
I do sometimes. Usually, like, I'll try to make at least one trip minimal per each fall. Robus for life.
Pumpkin spice flavoring is a guilty pleasure for a lot of people, including Tomaszewski, a former Starbucks barista.
When I used to work at Starbucks a year ago and pumpkin spice was out, we had the pumpkin spice in the building for like 2 months before we could start serving it. So we put out a secret batch, and even before I was pumpkining it up, like I put pumpkin in everything, whether it was like a chai latte or an iced coffee, or I was making just a hot latte. I live for pumpkin flavoring. It's gross. Not like the flavoring's gross, but like, how much I want it is gross.
It's also Halloween season, and students are figuring out what to dress up as this year.
I know about an upcoming Halloween party, and I want to look sick as all heck at it, but I haven't really drafted any Halloween costume ideas yet. I love Halloween. It's a great holiday, 10 out of 10.
Fall is a beautiful season and will be in effect until the end of December, so break out your sweaters and sip your pumpkin iced coffee while enjoying the time we have left before it starts snowing. For the 88.5 WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director Jamie Rosenkrantz.
Coming up next, we will listen to a new edition of Music Monday, hear Monarch Sports Update, and hear the 48-hour weather forecast.
Every day, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air. College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it, too.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Tune in to 88.5 WRKC this Saturday at 1 p.m. as King's College football will be traveling to Lycoming College to take on the 3-1 Warriors in a MAC conference matchup. Head coach Jeff Narr looks to avenge the homecoming game loss this past Saturday, so we can certainly expect an exciting matchup between these two MAC teams. And Monarch football is broadcast live only on 88.5 Radio King's College.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Hey, it's Music Monday with Music Director Kayla, and this week we're going to take a step back and talk about one of my favorite artists, Jeff Rosenstock, and his latest album, Post. Post was released back on January 1st, just after midnight on New Year's, through Polyvinyl Records. Rosenstock's release of Post came hours after a cathartic, drunken New Year's Eve show in Philly. It was his third solo album and a total surprise, with not even a hint of a coming release beforehand. Many artists have spent the last year painstakingly trying to make some kind of sense out of our current toxic socio-political landscape, and Jeff makes us want to believe in something again. Post is a continued reflection of Jeff's previous album and most successful album, Worry, released just months before the 2016 presidential election. Worry voiced Jeff's anger towards and anxiety about different issues like gentrification, police brutality, and other corporate issues. Post is less hopeful about the future than Worry was, believe it or not, starting the record off with the bleak feeling of betrayal from society with the song USA. The aesthetic of Post mirrors Jeff's dejection across the whole album. Worry was colorful and bright, with varying instruments playing gritty punk rock, whereas Post has digressed into a very straightforward fusion of punk, pop, and rock arrangements. No hints of ska breaks or glockenspiels on this record, unfortunately. Nonetheless, this album is incredible. Jeff's connection to music's tradition has never been more seamless than this. The track, Beating My Head Against the Wall, quotes the very famous drum opening from Be My Baby. Album's closing track, Let Them Win, Jeff snaps back into his original us versus them mentality found on Worry, realizing that he must keep fighting to keep the people he needs close to him and fight against the politician, advertisers, and anyone else trying to divide us.
They can push us in the trees again.
Important but frustrating journey into American society for sure, but its hint at eventual optimism makes it all worth remembering in the current soundtrack of our country trying to make a change. This has been Music Monday with music director Kayla Kraczynski for 88.5 WRKC.
This is a Monarch Sports Update. I am WRKC's John Flynn providing the update for you today. The Kings College football team lost on Saturday afternoon in the homecoming game against Stevenson University by a final of 38-17. The Monarchs combined for 155 rushing yards on the ground, led by Jordan Downs, who ran for 65 yards and 2 touchdowns. Junior Jaina Grosby hauled in a 68-yard reception from quarterback Tommy Clark to set up a touchdown in the first half. The Monarchs are 1-2 on the season and only 1 in conference play, and they will take on Lycoming on the road on Saturday afternoon. The field hockey team defeated Delaware Valley in the MAC Freedom Conference opener by an impressive 3-0 margin. Jolly Treslar, Kelsey Gabriel, and Kelly O'Keefe scored within 4 minutes of each other in the second half, while goalkeeper Brianne Maluda recorded a shutout, recording 5 saves in the process in her 4th shutout of the season. 2 days later, the Monarchs lost to Division II challenger St. Thomas Aquinas by a final of 3-0. Kings is 5-5 on the season and 1-0 in conference play, and they will next play on Saturday at home against Misericordia University in a MAC Freedom Conference match at 11 a.m. at McCarthy Stadium. The volleyball team defeated Bryn Athyn in straight sets on Friday. Senior Rachel Miller led the Monarchs with 19 kills and 2 service aces. Freshman setter Wyatt Hoffman recorded 38 assists, while 13 different Monarchs recorded a dig. Kings is now 10-3 on the season and have a challenge this week as they will visit 9-time defending conference champion Eastern University on Wednesday night. The men's soccer team played their way to a 2-2 tie on Saturday at Frostburg State. Sam Pipicelli scored his first collegiate goal in the first half, and Zach Wolcott scored his first of the season in the second half. In other news, Owen Geedy was named MAC Freedom Defensive Player of the Week for the second consecutive time. He allowed just 2 goals in 200 minutes of play last week. He also has a goals against average of 0.52 goals per 90 minutes, by far the best in the MAC Freedom. They will travel to Hackettstown, New Jersey on Wednesday to take on Centenary University. The women's soccer team fell to Lebanon Valley in a double overtime heartbreaker on Saturday. Kara Kimes scored her second goal in as many games in the first half. In fact, she was named MAC Freedom Conference Offensive Player of the Week for her efforts as she scored 2 goals on just 2 shots. The team will next play on Saturday night when they take on FDU Florham to open MAC Freedom play. In the world of professional sports, Carson Wentz made his return to the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday and orchestrated a fourth quarter comeback in defeating the Indianapolis Colts 20-16. Wentz was recovering from a torn ACL he suffered last December. The Baltimore Ravens defeated the Denver Broncos 27-14 on Sunday as Joe Flacco threw for 277 yards and a touchdown. Baltimore improves to 2-1 while handing Denver its first loss of the season. The Washington Redskins improved to 2-1 as well in the season in shocking Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers 31-17. Adrian Peterson had 120 yards and 2 touchdowns rushing in the victory. The New York Football Giants made it to the win column for the first time this season, defeating the Houston Texans 27-22. Eli Manning completed 25 of 29 passes for 297 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions, and Saquon Barkley had 82 yards rushing and a touchdown in a season-saving win. The Texans, meanwhile, fall to 0-3. The Pittsburgh Steelers will try to do the same thing tonight as they take on the undefeated Tampa Bay Buccaneers on ESPN's Monday Night Football at 8:15. In baseball, the Philadelphia Phillies were mathematically eliminated from postseason contention this weekend as they got swept in a 4-game series by the Atlanta Braves. They begin their final road series of the year as they travel to Coors Field to take on the Colorado Rockies. Zach Eflin will get the ball for the Phillies, opposing Colorado's ace, John Gray. The Phillies will try to play spoiler as the Rockies are a game and a half behind the Dodgers in the National League West going into tonight's action. The New York Yankees assured themselves of an American League wild card, defeating the Baltimore Orioles in walk-off fashion on Saturday. However, the Yankees lost Gigi Gregorius, their shortstop for the season, after suffering a wrist injury, scoring the playoff-clinching run on Saturday. The Bronx Bombers begin a 4-game set tonight in Tampa Bay. And finally, the New York Mets will activate Captain David Wright from the disabled list tomorrow after 2.5 years worth of back injuries. He will start on Saturday at third base in a sold-out Citi Field in what is likely his last Major League game. This has been your WRKC Sports Update. And for the WRKC News 5, I'm John Flynn.
And now the weather. Tonight will be overcast with late rain with a low of 59 degrees. Tomorrow will be rainy with a high of 72. And on Wednesday, except thunderstorms, some severe with a high of 80. Pickup Pickleball continues this evening at 6:30 p.m. in the Auxiliary Gym. Tomorrow is Superfood Tuesday at King's Court. This month's superfood is apples. A great source of protein is an antioxidant rich. How about them apples? This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Scarlett Spager. Have a modest Monday.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.